It is home to 22 Native American tribes, including the Hopi, Navajo, and Apache. It's also home to Jake Shears, the lead singer of the awesomely queer band, the Scissor Sisters.
Might be listening to them today. It's also known for the saguaro cactus in Antelope Canyon, one of the most Instagram-worthy picture locations in the world, and it's where about 65% of all copper in the U.S. is mined.
This state flipped from red to blue in 2020, helping Biden beat the orange bozo, and is one of the fastest growing states due to retirees and folks leaving California for lower cost of living in other places.
You're listening to Queer Money, episode number 479, and today we're sharing the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city in Arizona. Now on with the show.
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission. We're both kind of laughing because our dog, you can't hear it, but our dog behind us is asleep and snoring very loudly.
I don't know how you can hear. That's the benefit of directional mics.
Exactly.
So, Arizona.
Yeah.
If you love the sun and heat, this is the place to be.
Yeah.
Right? It's known to have over 100 days a year of 100 degrees or higher.
Specifically, Phoenix is known for that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a crazy town. I remember when we lived in Vegas for a couple of years, the heat there was intolerable a few times a year. I don't know if I could handle 100 days in a row of 100 degrees or more.
Yeah,
that's a bit much.
Exactly.
So, all right,
some other things.
Data Bates, data, yeah, David.
Exactly. So, when we looked at the cities on HRC's list, one of the interesting things was that there 9 of the 11 cities that we looked at are all in the Phoenix metro area. Not surprising, because the vast majority of Arizona's population is in the Phoenix metro area.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, for that reason, bestplaces.net kind of gives the whole Phoenix area the same score for cost of living. So we stuck with that, but we also did take a look at payscale.com because it does have slightly different cost of living base for the various cities. But we wanted to stick with best places because that's what we have been using for this whole analysis for all 50 states.
And we only have 3 states left to review, so we're not going to change it now.
Exactly. Rents, home values, and income are the things that really differentiate these cities in our analysis when we're looking at the Phoenix metro area. As far as the whole state, the whole state of Arizona is actually doing pretty good when it comes to the LGBTQ population. 5.9% of Arizonians, Arizonans identify as LGBTQ, which is above the national average, meaning that there are roughly around 317,000 LGBTQ plus adults living in Arizona.
Per the CDC and the Williams Institute.
Yeah, exactly. On our analysis, only 4 points separated the top 4 cities. So it was a really close
4-way tie practically.
Yeah, it was really close, but we of course did pull out the ones that we thought would be the runner up and the winner. What was interesting is Arizona has 4 cities that did get a 100 on HRC's Municipal Equality Index, which is better than some blue states, which is kind of surprising. And the other thing is Arizona currently is not under a state of emergency on the HRC's Municipal Equality Index. That means that the state is trying to, at the state level, trying to override laws at the city level. So fortunately, that Arizona is not one of those places right now.
As long as you keep Kerry Lake out of legislative power.
Yeah, exactly.
So the runner-up for Arizona is Tucson. Why did that get our number 2 spot? Well, it's one of the 4 cities to get a 100 on the Human Rights Campaign Municipal Equality Index. Home values come in at $322,000 per property, which is the lowest for Arizona. Rents come in at $1,518 for a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom apartment, also the lowest for the state. Cost of living is 97% of the national average, also the lowest for the state. Average income comes in at $55,000 a year, which is the second lowest for Arizona. And median income is $42,000 a year, the lowest for the state.
Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them. So, many of you know what we're doing. We are continuing our Queer City series, so thank you for coming back. If you're brand new and you want to catch the whole series that we've been doing, as John mentioned, this is state number 46. 7 that we have covered. You can catch the whole list of cities up here. If you are listening, click the link in your podcast player. Last week, we visited Arkansas. YouTube viewers can catch that whole episode up here. And if you're listening, click the link in your podcast player.
Exactly. This week's podcast love comes from Dominus Gunn, who said about the Florida episode, episode number 467, quote, "I honestly would have thought Wilton Manors was definitely number one, and number two would have been Orlando. Kind of surprised Tampa and St. Pete, since I live in South Florida and the whole Tri-Miami area has a huge gay culture, especially in Broward / Fort Lauderdale, hence Wilton Manors."
Yeah.
Well, thank you for commenting and sharing your boots on the ground experience.
Yeah, although we do know that these places are very welcoming to LGBTQ folks. The thing is with those areas is they're really, really expensive, especially Miami and Fort Lauderdale. That's why they didn't end up on the list.
Live in St. Pete and go travel on vacation in Miami. Somebody told us about the California episode that we forgot to mention. LA. And we did not forget to mention LA. LA is just not affordable. Yeah, so it has excluded itself from our list.
Yeah, exactly.
Although we know many LGBT people who do live in LA, it's not the most affordable city to live in.
Yeah.
So if you feel inclined to give us a rating or review, please do so on your favorite podcast player or give us a thumbs up on this video and please share your comments and thoughts.
All right. Who's our winner? Well, our winner is actually the city of Phoenix. No, not the whole metro area, but Phoenix proper. Why? Of course, it did get a 100 on HRC's Municipal Equality Index. Home values come in at $412,000, which is the fourth lowest. Rents come in at $1,800 for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom, which is also the fourth lowest. Cost of living, as we mentioned, the whole metro area got a 113% bestplaces.net. We did look at payscale.com and it gave Phoenix a 104% of the national average, and that ended up being one of the lowest ones. So that's partly why we're okay with Phoenix being the winner here, because Phoenix proper does have a slightly lower cost of living. Average incomes come in at $69,000, which is in the middle for the state, and median incomes come in at $50,000, which is in the middle for the state.
All right, some good things about Phoenix. There's lots of great things about Phoenix. Had the pleasure of going there several times. Did you?
Yeah.
Ever again? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's Hispanic people make up the largest ethnic population in Phoenix. That's 42.9% of the Phoenix population. That's over 700,000 people.
Just in Phoenix, not the state.
Not the metro area. That's crazy.
No, that is the whole metro area.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yep. I stand corrected. It's full of Hispanic culture and food. Dia de los Muertos is obviously the focus of the Coco movie.
And there's a huge Dia de los Muertos festival in Phoenix. And actually, there's also a big one in Tucson where they do a gigantic walk with literally thousands of people are walking, holding pictures of deceased family members.
Very, very cool. Lots of art walks that feature Hispanic artists. So definitely check that out. Phoenix hosts two Pride events a year. That's how awesome Phoenix is.
They're greedy when it comes to Pride.
Exactly. So there's Fall Pride, which is usually in October. And then there's the Rainbow Festival, which is usually in March. It'll be in March 23rd, 24th of this year. Check out phoenixpride.org for more information on activities and events throughout the whole year. Then there's 1 in 10, which is Central Phoenix's LGBTQ plus center. There's a variety of services and activities, one of which is Camp Outdoors, which helps LGBTQ plus AI plus youth. I said that wrong. LGBTQ AI plus youth develop leadership skills, work on collaborative ways, and develop a strong sense of self and a strong sense of community, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that one seemed really appealing to me. I'm sure as LGBTQ youth, there's a lot of fun and development opportunity with that one.
Yeah, I imagine camping in Arizona must be pretty amazing.
As long as it's not on one of those 100-degree days.
No. And there's no scorpions. Phoenix is packed with LGBTQ plus friendly bars and clubs. Bar One is the casual bar, which is where you'd probably find us if we lived there. There's Boycott, which is lesbian-focused bar. I love that name. Very apropos. Charlie's, the ubiquitous Charlie's, the queer country bar, also has a bar in Phoenix. I'm sorry. Yeah, Phoenix. And then there's Caramba, the gay dance club, where you'd also find us on some one or two Fridays or Saturday nights.
in the year
of the year. And LGBTQ plus folks are all over the Phoenix area, but higher concentration of businesses in the Melrose district, which, if you remember Melrose Place, there's a lot of drama there too. You can check out gayarizona.com for more information on everything we said and correct anything that I said that was wrong.
So congratulations, Tucson and Phoenix.
Financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
On next Thursday's Queer Money Bonus episode, we are covering the most affordable and most gay-friendly city in the state of Alaska.
Yes, gay people do live there. In fact, we went there and met them. If you'd like to see the results of all the cities in each state that we're analyzing, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player. Or if you're on YouTube, click the link right here. Thank you and have an amazing weekend.